Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indiana girls track with head coach Morgan Singleton. And coach, I think, again, another strong showing at the beginning of the season. You had some success in the indoor track meet and now another one at Drake. And it just feels like this Indiana girls squad is poised for a lot of success come the end of the season. Is that what you're seeing?
Aren't they fun to watch? It's been such an exciting season for us. They continue to show up and do some really special things at these big meets and really show them, like, show everybody what kind of hard work they've been putting in, and have just really done a nice job of performing when it on a big stage when it matters. It was one of the best Drake relays of my life. It was awesome. It was fun for the kids. I personally got to see a couple of pro runners myself, and it was just overall an awesome weekend, and I'm very, very proud of their efforts and their grit, and looking forward to a couple of more big meets at the end of our season.
And I'll start on, and I don't mean this in any negative way, but the loss hurt, I think, in the 4x400 as well. You wanted that first place, but I think that just goes to show how high the expectations are for this team, and that kind of, I say disappointment, it was still a great finish, but that's a good thing, right?
It is. These girls have such high expectations for themselves, and they were proud of themselves, I think, for breaking the school record, but there were some tears. They wanted that those white flags so badly, and to be so close and just come short, it really was disappointing for them. But I think, you know, I think any athlete, you know, you have those moments of high emotion, and you just have to have a little bit of time to just kind of process what went on. And I think they've realized, like, the magnitude of that race and breaking a 45-year-old school record in the 4x4 to get second at the Drake relays is so impressive. It's all classes. So I think that they've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after that race, and they're more motivated than ever to try to make a state title happen for them. So we're just going to keep grinding and keep staying positive and doing the things that we need to be successful, and kind of use that to help us drive forward.
I think Indianola and really both the girls and boys teams are towing that line of you want to peak at the right time, but some of those wins and seeing that success early on has its value too. And, you know, a second place finish at Drake is just another part of that. Obviously, starting with conferences when you really want to see some of your best performances, but it does feel like the team is kind of riding a wave of momentum.
Totally. Those wins during the season give great momentum to continue and keep the ball rolling and do a nice job in races, and as far as competing and personal best go. With the Little Hawkeye Conference meet coming up, we've told the girls, you know, like, it's great to run a personal best or jump a personal best or throw a personal best. But really, we're in it for the points, right? We want to try and get as many points as possible at that conference meet and try to get a back-to-back conference championship. We're just trying to prepare ourselves mentally to do some things maybe a little differently, maybe, you know, keep some of our more consistent girls in the same spot and just try to get as many points as possible for that. And I think from here on out, the PRs will be icing on the cake, and it's all about beating somebody next to you.
Well, I know it's kind of a good problem to have as a coach, but it does feel like your relays still need some work, only because everyone kind of keeps beating each other a little bit. Or, you know, do I put someone in an individual event to make the relay take a step back? Or, again, there's so many athletes, it feels like the plug and play is almost harder when you have this amount of athletes to work with.
It totally is. It's a great problem to have. I love this problem. We've got so many girls that can do so many different things, and so then it really does become a strategy game for myself and my coaching staff to kind of put girls in a spot, to put the team in a good place, but also let them have some individual success as well as a success on those relays. If we can really load up those relays, that's even more girls that are able to experience, like, a state opportunity. So that's something that's on our minds as well, but it's really nice to be able to have such depth on our team and such great attitudes where we can plug and play and use that to our advantage.
And then obviously I know the goal with this team is to win the Little Hawkeye Conference. What do you think is going to have to happen in order for Indianola to get back to back?
You know, we have a very well-rounded team, and I think that is a really big strength for us. Thinking about, like, you know, teams like DCG and Pella have very strong distance and middle distance programs, and so we're really going to have to step up our game in that area and compete there. Pella Christian has great sprints, so really we're just kind of thinking about honing in on, you know, where are those spots where we want to be a little bit stronger and really try to focus in on how can we get as many points as possible out of those races, and then use kind of some of our strengths to our advantage too in some field events. And, you know, throws are coming together and trying to do the right thing at the right time. Jumps are looking good, so anything we can get, we're going to try and do.
And then finally, I don't think we're scheduled to talk until after state qualifying, but you get to go to Mason City and quite the road trip up there, but try and get as many people back to that Drake Blue Oval. What are the initial thoughts on the state qualifying site?
Yeah, it'll be a long drive up I-35, so that will be something that will probably be our longest trip of the season for our girls. But I think they come ready to compete. I think that, you know, it's nice to have a team like Cedar Falls there to compete against. I think that having a really talented team like them there is going to elevate us as well and make us compete harder. Gosh, I can't remember the other big team that was there off the top of my head, but it's nice to be able to have a team like Cedar Falls where, like, Jordan Brown and Charlie Gall can get after it and kind of see what happens there and kind of use each other to get as many events qualified as possible.
Thank you very much again, Indianola head girls track and field coach Morgan Singleton. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.